This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things every week to make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm everybody from Pod Save America. All of them. In one man.
So we confirmed.
Chimera.
All of them.
Yeah.
Rolled into one.
All of them.
Boring person.
So I purposely waited longer before I hit the fade on that, and it did end in a different place. So I was just doing it apparently at the exact same time every time.
This is now a segment, is where you try to like.
Well, no, now the, now the question has
mental
been,
stability the at the top of the podcast.
Myth
has been
is
answered.
Busted. Myth busted.
The question has been answered, and we can move on. That was just important to me to figure out.
Somebody I was wondering, it was different today.
Yeah. It went a little extra, right? So there
yeah.
we go. Yeah.
Somebody sent us some sound spectrograms to evaluate the waves.
And so there's spectrograms? What are there, ghosts in here? What's going on?
Yeah, well, that's a thing, right?
Probably.
It's just how loud booing is. It's like that or one of your sets. Folks, okay,
hey.
we're getting them all right here.
At least there's noise.
I would like to say...
You want to go over to Patty's and stand near an air conditioner?
Yeah.
Or roasting each other.
My brand of comedy is like a frat t-shirt. Loved, hated, but never ignored. As long as they're making noise, that's all I care.
Any reaction is a good reaction.
I like that it's not what it says on the t-shirt. It's that some wearing a frat t-shirt, that is the, like, that's what it gets. People are like, look, they may love it or hate me, but they do know that I'm an AAPI.
Yeah.
That's not what the frat t-shirt says. That's the philosophy of frat t-shirts. Yeah. Loved, hated, but never ignored.
No, I've seen a shirt.
Yeah. No, they definitely have
shirts. Has there never been a movie with a gag where like some like Greek guy gets sent through time and lands on, it's like Plato on a college campus and sees like a frat house. He's like, this is where I should go. And then like he walks in, there's like titties everywhere. And he's like, oh no.
That was like,
and then his robe goes
up. Bill and Ted?
That's basically Bill and Ted. I was going to say.
Yeah.
So crates.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the idea that he thinks this is like a haven for his intellectual ideas.
He's gonna have like a he's gonna have the discussion and everything, and then it's just like a cut 5 minutes later, he's like doing a keg stand, right? That would be like basically how the movie.
He's doing a keg stand and his toga falls and everyone sees his dick.
Yeah. Especially like down in the South where like those frat houses still have like columns and stuff.
Yeah.
He walks and there's just like a guy with Krogies on that's just like, what's up?
He's just being racist with the boys.
They finally find
just
a thing
Greek.
They can agree on. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Anything to report to our listeners?
No.
No.
It's more of the same.
I was just in Florida, which Eli does not want to talk about, obviously. So
I like hearing about what you did. I just don't like it when you guys discuss like different areas of Florida. The humidity in Grain Park is bad.
It's a wet heat. Instead of it's a dry
it's a
heat.
Wet heat.
Wet heat sounds like
Florida. It's a wet
my
heat.
Ex-wife. I love
her
very
nice.
Much.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was I miss her actually. It's a reverse ex-wife joke.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
missed
a new
opportunity.
Spin.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Carol, come back.
Yeah. Greatest regret of my adult life sounds like my ex-wife breaking up with her was a mistake.
I think I left the house once. Those doing
when
some,
you're in Florida?
Yeah. We went to dinner. We went to dinner once and that was it.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Leaving the house during the day at all, not for the next 3 months. You won't see me out there.
It was nice out today.
You guys just mad at the atmosphere.
I fucking am, dude. I get real mad. I'm like so close to being one of those guys who just walks around in New York with no shirt on and it just like fucking like just kind of like
yeah,
like flexing a lot.
That's like a subgenre of guy, just like a mad guy.
Yeah,
by
just
himself.
With like kind of like a wet like ponytail that's like stuck to the back of my neck, and I'm just so mad. That guy.
There was a guy in DC like that.
I think
he
that's like an urban phenomenon.
Yeah,
but I don't know what it is that they're all mad at.
It's like I think it's just like a different expression of someone who has untreated mental illness.
Probably.
I think that's really all it is.
Speaking of, I just came from a showing of Hereditary.
Ah,
holy shit, that movie's
spooky.
Good. Everyone in the studio has seen it except Eli, and so we keep going. Remember that part with the
one thing?
The one thing.
That's pretty wild. Yeah.
Guys, the one thing is pretty wild.
Yeah.
There are like several things that are the one thing. Very good. Go see it.
Yeah,
about
good.
That little girl that seems to have something wrong. Is that part of the movie?
She's in it.
This guy gets it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. She sure is in it.
Are you sure you haven't seen it?
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Pretty sure. I don't know. It's kind of a blur. I got so mad in the heat that I just walked into a screening of Hereditary, but I was mumbling the whole time.
I'm sure that put everyone in the movie theater at ease.
It's real hot out there.
Let me guess. I'll guess what happens in Hereditary.
Just getting mad about icy prices.
All right, there's that little girl, and she grew up in a crate. And then Toni Collette, who's in it.
She sure is. Good job.
She's moving into a new house that's spooky. And while they're moving, they find this crate, and they knock it over, and it breaks open, and then that girl comes out like one of the animals in Donkey Kong Country when you break a barrel, and then she just punches everybody a lot, and then they got to put her in a fucking
This is just Donkey Kong. She's yeah. Donkey Kong.
And then her
she throws
her
a barrel
brother,
at Toni Collette.
Her brother, Diddy Hereditary, comes out. See, and he's wearing a red shirt and a baseball cap.
There's
and
this
no
king.
Pants, so you can see his little yeah. dick.
It's just king, and he steals all the family's bananas.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have to get him back.
And there's then this... there's Funky Hereditary, who has sunglasses.
Yeah, their last name, to be fair, is Hereditary
it is.
In the movie.
It's weird.
Is it really?
It works.
No.
I don't fucking know.
This reminds me of a game that I used to play like in high school if I were like with a bunch of my
Jumanji?
Friends.
Jumanji?
Yes. Cool. If I were with a bunch of my friends and we were going to watch a movie that like we'd all seen but not for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
We would like the first one that Becky and I invented it for was Mighty Ducks 2. We were going to watch Mighty Ducks 2 and we were talking about it and we realized we both had completely different ideas of what happened in Mighty Ducks 2.
I have so no we were, fucking like, idea what happened.
We were,
can't
like,
trust
okay,
Iceland.
Here, that is, I think that's 2.
That's 2.
Three, what you
three,
do is
they go from from state championship to world championship to JV at a high school. That's nice. The arc.
It's
a
universal
of,
championship.
Yeah, that's
alien
the arc
hockey.
Of.
But what you do is so everybody who's about to watch the movie, you before you start the movie, you write down what you think happens in it, and then you read them all at the end and see how dumb you all were because you completely misremembered it.
Did I ever have
that's
I ever
fun.
Told you?
It's
about
very
my,
fun.
Have I ever told you about my Good Will Hunting thing?
What's that?
Where I've still never seen Good Will Hunting, but I saw at one point a poster for Good Will Hunting that was like, it's like Robin Williams and Matt Damon's in that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting on like a bench and they're talking and then there's like a forest behind them and I think their heads are real big
yeah.
in like the sky.
I think I know the picture you're
yeah.
talking about.
So I just saw that and then I guess I just made up a movie that was what I thought it was, but then at some point...
You reverse engineered Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, but at some point I forgot that I'd made that up and so that's... I thought that Good Will Hunting was this specific movie about where Robin Williams is Matt Damon's dad, and then Matt Damon like tries to shoot a deer.
Oh, so they're hunting.
Yeah, but okay. He's trying to shoot a deer, but he like accidentally kills like a person, and then they have to like hold like covered up and like it's like a very sad like thing. I guess in my head, I'm like they're hunting. They had goodwill. They didn't do it right.
I thought it was about them going to buy secondhand clothes.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's
Goodwill
just Macklemore's
Hunting.
Thrift Shop. Yeah. Entire, yeah. Macklemore's Thrift Shop from the Goodwill Hunting soundtrack.
So did you discover...
Elliot Smith covering Thrift
yeah.
Shop.
Yeah.
Did you discover that you hadn't seen it through like saying parts of this out loud to someone and them going, what? That's not Goodwill Hunting.
Is Goodwill Hunting... That's the math one, right?
Yeah. He's like really smart.
Yeah. I think somebody did a thing where I was at math and I was like, that's the wrong movie. And then I was like, what? And then I was... You know, it all my fucking castle came crumbling down.
Wait, so you convinced yourself that you'd seen it?
Yeah, he made up a movie.
I guessed what it was
saw.
About, and then at some point I forgot that I'd never actually. It just like cemented itself in my head as like what that movie was about.
You Mandela effect yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. Yourself.
Speaking of castles crumbling, we have an update, official What a Time update on
Sir.
One of our yeah, one of our very favorite stories, at least personally, which is about. Rand Paul getting fucking form tackled yeah. off a riding
Rand
mower.
Paul getting
by a
fucking
Cajun.
Trucked.
Yeah, just getting fucking slammed in half by a Cajun man named Rene Boucher. Just the water boy.
That's what he sounded like.
Yeah, just full on, get already, it's better. And then got, I don't know why I made that Jamaican. Anyways, they finally released some court documents. So we'd all speculated on what had caused this dispute. I think the answer we came up with was that he kept filling his mailbox with shrimp, which that's not what it was. Also, I think it was that he was
close. He sprinkled Zatarans on all his plants.
Yeah.
That. He kept taking the last bag of the voodoo chips.
Yeah. Or it was Rand Paul had cheated on his wife, which was an alligator with lipstick on.
That's right.
that's what I think we guessed. Anyways, apparently we're wrong.
God damn it.
And what it was that also, this is, I didn't know this before, Rene Boucher, 60 years old.
Yeah.
Good
60
shape.
Still got the mass
He's
on.
He's putting
him.
His body at risk.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt if you tackle another man at full speed if you're 60 years
He's
old.
He's going to get CTE from tackling Rand Paul over and over. Rene Boucher, anyway, so what it was about where Rand Paul was putting his yard debris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I think we already knew this, I thought.
No, it was sort of like, it wasn't suspected at the end. It wasn't confirmed. And it's like, yeah, well, go ahead.
Yeah. So what happened was that Rand Paul kept piling bunches of branches near Boucher's property.
Piling bunches of branches.
And Boucher found the pile of tree limbs unsightly, according to new court documents.
To be fair, he is from True Detective Season 1 country, where bundles of sticks can be very creepy.
Yeah, yeah. So. And they hang from trees. Yeah. And then,
that's true.
So he left these branches. It sat there for weeks. In October, Boucher had the, which this sounds nice to me, did the right thing. He had those branches loaded into dumpsters and carried them off.
Right. He's took care of it.
Yeah.
Right.
But then Rand Paul made two piles of branches.
Yeah, I mean.
And then it just fucking took off because, like, Boucher covered them in gasoline and lit them on fire.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, politics aside.
Giving himself second degree burns in the process.
Damn. Politics. Again, willing to put his body on the line. Yeah. Respect.
Yeah. I mean, like, suburbs are like, it makes people insane. They were neighbors for 17 years. And, like, presumably he's like, hey, you gonna get rid of those sticks anytime soon? Yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. He's like, all right, I'll get rid of them. And he just does it again. Like, that's insane. How could you, like, this is somebody that you presumably know, like, at least in passing. And it's just such a fuck you. Like, no one other. And yard stuff shouldn't make you that mad, but it's like the most fundamental act of disrespect is like, yeah.
I licked your yard.
Yeah. It's especially the most fundamental act of disrespect in a suburb to fuck with somebody else's lawn.
Right.
I also love that this is like, because this is, the rest of this is so childish, and it's like, there's still so many people who think of fucking congressmen and senators, and they're like, they fucking wake up every morning, their alarm is like the national anthem, and then they're just like, go fucking do their public duty. No, they're like vindictive, shitty people. So he lit his shit on fire. Then Rand Paul blew leaves into his yard with his lawnmower and made another pile of branches. And then he was carrying out another pile of branches, and that's when Rene Boucher attacked. fucking. So, which is even better, because now we know that when the form tackle happened,
sticks went everywhere.
Sticks went flying everywhere.
Well, yeah, it would have been better if he had a huge stack of papers.
Yeah.
That's when that would have been.
If his screenplay.
And he's a doctor, so they refer to him as Dr. Boucher, which... I don't know. You guys are the wrestling pros, but I'd watch a match with Dr. Boucher in it if he's just a Cajun.
Yeah, defense attorney's going to make me be like, this guy is a doctor.
MD.
I feel like, so in wrestling, a lot of times they'll have like a special, they'll have like a Punjabi prison match or like a Chicago street fight or whatever. I feel like suburban lawn fight would
Punjabi
be like.
Punjabi prison match.
Yeah. Yeah,
just
wrestling
it's an
is very
guy.
Racist. Yeah. Wrestling is very racist.
Yo, it's a cage, but it's an Indian guy, so there's like bamboo sticks.
Yeah. It's bad.
That's really what it was.
Yikes.
That happened. That happened this year.
This year, not long ago.
Better get into this new hobby.
And the big and the big shocker in that one was the other Indian guy came out who hadn't been around for like 10 years. Yeah. That was the big ending because he came out because it was the Indian guy match.
That really is anime for rednecks, because anime also has like very. I was like reading. There's a football one, and at one point, there's like one of the plot points is that they have to play against an African-American team, and there's straight-up eugenics in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just them being like...
They have extra tendons in their legs to make them faster.
Superior. Yeah, like, pretty much.
I feel like you guys are ignoring my point, which is I want a suburban dad lawn fight match. Like, I think that would be a sick setting.
Just hitting each other with rakes.
Like, yeah.
One of the few things that is almost sort of like Mankind's thing, right, was that he was just like a crazy dude who like used to be normal, lost his mind.
Patty would know, not me.
Mankind is weird because he had three different personalities, but like he had Dude Love, who was like a 70s guy, like a disco guy.
Dude Love.
Yeah.
Good name.
And I've read his memoirs.
Cactus Jack, which is like his like outlaw, like scary guy with no mask or anything like that. And Dude Love just had like a bandana, but he was like tie dye, but he was also disco.
Yeah.
It was kind of a mixing of the 70s stuff. It wasn't really. And then Mankind was like, that's like an insane asylum guy who wore like rags at first. Yeah. And then he started just wearing this shirt and tie because he joined the corporation. So he became.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he was the kind of guy that would use anything that was on the ground to like hit somebody. That's like what all the hardcore matches were, which I miss. I think they should actually bring that back.
Yeah,
that's
I like
for a different
those.
Show. But hardcore title would be a very easy and fun thing to book. The 24/7 rule, bring it back. That's my.
This is a preview for WrestleSplania. Listen, every week.
If anyone at WWE creative is listening, bring back the hardcore title.
WrestleSplania and explain the plot of Hunter x Hunter. So get ready.
Perfect. Well, I feel like this is a good place to segue into our number five, which is also about a suburban controversy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five.
So number five comes from Patty's neck of the woods. This happened in Stamford, Connecticut, I believe. Yes, Stamford, Connecticut. Is that near where you are from? I know you're from Connecticut.
Yeah, well, it's between where I grew up and here. It's actually the kind of place where people will either live there and commute here, or like young people will get like apartments there, which at this point is probably not much better, but take Metro North or vice versa. They'll work out there and live here.
Well,
this is very short. I did a show in Stamford, Connecticut, where I bombed spectacularly.
Woo!
And then was followed by a man going only by the name TJ.
Uh-oh.
Whose joke included, "I'm half black and half Italian.
You told us about him.
So I put hot sauce on my spaghetti."
Yeah.
And he fucking killed.
Crushed it.
And I got $30 and I got the fuck out of there forever.
Wow.
Well,
that's Stamford.
They're not the most cultured people because they have a problem with art. I hope this leads into some art chat. But what happened was there was a public art project. Stamford is having a art in public places series. And this artist, Seward Johnson, built a 25-foot tall statue of Marilyn Monroe standing over the subway grate in The Seven-Year Itch. Like that classic, she's like holding her dress down, whatever. The problem is, when you build that statue 25 feet tall,
you can see right up there.
You can see right up there. And people are just staring at Marilyn Monroe's ass.
Ass is kind.
They put panties on her. Like, he covered it up.
With a crane.
Yeah.
I don't think they're actual... okay. Well,
we're living in a world of fantasy, yes.
So, to make matters worse, not only did this happen, directly behind Marilyn Monroe doing the thing from The Seven-Year Itch is a church. So, her ass is pointed... Shelby, if you could scroll down, I think they have a picture of it.
Scroll down for the listeners, Shelby.
Her entire ass just faces this church.
Ass.
Like she's just farting her dress.
Yeah, it does
on
look
them.
Like she's ripping a massive fart.
So, people are very upset. Churchgoer Lori Tamburo says, "I just find the position to be offensive. It was, in my eyes, very disrespectful. I looked at it, and I think because I saw this with all these little kids running up, the height is ruining it."
These kids are going to find out about butts.
I know, right? Yeah. It's a problem. She says it's ruining beautiful Marilyn. People are very upset. And I think they're talking about trying to move it somewhere else, but it's like, the statue's already built. Like, did the guy not think about this when he was I know what I'm going to do?
Well, no, I mean, this is like Seward Johnson's like an older guy. Like,
okay.
This is like an existing, he does like pop, it's like kind of like pop art, and I don't mean that as an offensive thing, but like.
No, I mean, if you're making a 25-foot tall statue of Marilyn Monroe, you do pop art.
It's like America. Yeah.
Pop art.
Well, it's like Americana
it's
stuff.
Stupid.
Yeah,
like,
it's been done before. There's already didn't, okay. Somebody else has done like.
That's
Marilyn
why,
Monroe
if
statues.
This is like an old piece that they like.
They like,
put
they like license stuff out, and I think it's probably that kind of deal.
But yeah, it's like, it's so, first of all, it's like very, I think, a played out lame image, but then also just not thinking about what's going to happen when you place 25 foot tall statue of a woman whose dress is getting blown up. Like, where is the viewer going to be?
I'd be less concerned about him, more about the city planning. That's who fucked up, because they could have been like, "Hey, can we not do the ass?"
Yeah, or
thing?
Like aim the ass away from the church.
But then, probably because like the way the park is laid out, it like makes sense to have it be facing one way or the other like that. You can't just like have it on an angle.
Otherwise, then the ass just faces the park.
Yeah,
yeah. I hope they just dig it deeper into the ground until she's covered. But yeah, like. Also, it's just, I mean, maybe that's but the whole thing about, like, the famous photo is, like risque or whatever. Like, if you can just see her whole ass.
Right.
It's not, like, That's this is like, just like a creep shot. It's like it's like fucking Reddit slash r like creep shots of fucking Marilyn Monroe. Like if they were, it'd be funny if they released this photo like years later. They're like, we found someone actually was kneeling behind Marilyn Monroe during that photo, and they also took like. We found it locked away like, in the
safe. You could see her whole girdle.
Yeah. This is the guy who comes in, and the same time that one guy's selling the famous photo, there's another guy trying to sell this photo from behind of just, and they're like, well, we don't. We're not going to publish it. Come on. It's great. You know what I had to do to get this angle?
You can see like, the girdle. Yeah, it's like saying girdle.
All right, you don't want the Marilyn Monroe one. I got a whole folder of ones of just ladies I don't know. Like, okay, get out, sir, please.
Yeah, no, that's
don't.
She's in a bedroom pants. You won't believe this.
In her shorts.
Yeah, no,
she's got
the
hat on, the little candle on a plate. She's got all of it. It's beautiful.
It's not like a guy who was taking pictures for the movie. It's just a guy who takes upskirt photos who happened to get one of Marilyn Monroe.
And thinks that newspapers would
He's
want
like,
them.
He's like, I'm sitting on a gold mine! Finally! Yeah.
Like, what's this guy doing on the set? Like, hey, get out of here.
Go.
And he's got like, also this, there's no creep shot when you have to like put like, when you have to like wait for the thing.
When you have like to, a smoke bomb? Like,
you have to put like phosphorus in your camera flash bulb.
I need you to stay still for like 30 seconds. Like I know it's not that long ago, but like, like Civil War creep shots. Or it's like, freeze! It's like, what? What
it's
do I...
It's also like, that photo is so gross when you think about it, because like, you look at it, but it's like, if you imagine actually being her, it's just like, fucking hot sewer air, like
dirty,
all over.
Dirty fucking... subway air blowing up your vagina.
It's just like a whole waft of Showtime, like straight up the fucking
Yeah, it was probably less gross then, though, maybe.
Less gross?
Subways were worse from like 1930 to 1970. They were like the worst.
It was when the like guardian angels were walking around because people were just like, everyone was jerking off and just like hitting people in the dick with a bat to like try to get them
Wait,
to stop.
Wait, that's a thing?
What, guardian angels?
Yeah,
they
like
came back.
Like an anti-jerk-off subway?
No, they were like the anti-mugging guys. They were like...
Yeah, but they covered like, that it, shit, too. It was they like, were just vigilantes.
It was like Death Wish New York. Like, they'd be the guys who would, like, beat up guys or, like, be there to, like, show... That guy, Curtis Sliwa, was, like, the founder of the Guardian Angels. He's, like, a New York radio guy. He always has a red beret on. That was, like, part of their uniform.
They're back, too.
You could be making... This sounds
it's
like
real.
You're making
no,
all of it up.
It's all real.
It's real the shape of water.
He has a red beret, and he has a
just
radio
pictures.
Show.
Yeah, no,
get
still...
that one picture of him with his arms crossed.
I believe you. It just sounds
they look
made
cool,
up.
Though, also, so you should check it out, because they just look cool.
You should check it out. Check them out.
Check them out. Okay, I'm looking at them. They do look cool.
They're back, dude. I haven't seen them really recently.
They're all dressed like Nick Mullen right now. They're all in red tracksuits.
For a while, they were like doing a bit of a resurgence because, and that time it was specifically focused on like sex creeps.
De Blasio.
Yeah, but I saw one of them on the platform with fucking badges and a beret. Yeah,
you might be surprised
cool
to hear
hell.
That some of these guys are a little bit reactionary. That might be part of their thing.
Yeah, I don't trust men in red hats anymore, so they should maybe change that up.
They repurposed.
They do
they
look cool
it.
As fuck, though.
They do on the right.
Well, that's
like
that's
fucking...
yeah, 1980. That's like Warriors era New York. That's it's like the New York that you wouldn't necessarily really want to be in, but it seems cool. It's like
it
yeah,
looks
yeah,
cool.
totally.
Yeah.
But also I like not being afraid when I'm on the train. That's
yeah.
What I
yeah,
prefer.
I like that I can go to Trader Joe's if I want.
Right. I don't need to get in the middle of a rival gang knife fight. That's important to be able to avoid that
chain fight.
In.
Although I did get in an argument on the street the other day about Trader Joe's, because I told a lady...
That's like the same thing.
And then I was thinking about...
just 2018, the Warriors.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we still are living in some mean streets where a lady will ask you for directions and then start yelling at you when the directions are different than what her phone told her.
Oh, that what happened?
Yeah.
What did you say? Like, well, then look at your fucking phone.
Why did you ask me? Like, I was
second opinion.
So bemused by it. Like, I was just, like, so clueless. You know what I looked like? I looked like that meme where it's the basketball player and there's, like, the three question marks next to his face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, like, smiling, like, what
NBA
the fuck?
Champion, Nick Young.
Yes, Nick Young.
Swaggy
Nick
P.
Young of that meme fame.
Yeah. Who is Nick there? Young of cheating on Iggy Azalea fame.
Yes. That's the other reason I know him. Non-basketball.
Hey. Well, Iggy Azalea cheated on, I don't know, something cultural appropriation. Take that.
Nailed it. Let's go to number four.
Just want to let that one sit for a second.
Where's the good job Eli button? Hit it.
Sir.
Wait.
I have stolen from Sephora. Stop playing my taped confession of shoplifting.
Yeah, we now have like a just blackmail board for cash.
The name of this one should just be evidence.
I have stolen from Sephora before.
I can't believe that.
If the statute of limitations, you know, if Sephora wants to just generally come after you.
I was joking.
It's not clear how you'd prove anything. What are you looking for,
Eli? I was going to say the Carl Lewis. Oh, I'll make up for it now, but I'm not going to make up for it because it was great. Move on.
Yeah, he's proud of himself.
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
Is that what
you
refer to?
You can't make up for? Shoplifting from Sephora. That's true. Sin.
Wait, did you refer to that as the good job Eli button?
No, that was a button that I wish we had.
Yeah.
Never.
Good job, Eli.
See?
Clip it. Number four.
Number four.
It's like, Shelby, clip it.
Clip it, Shelby. Number four is a lovely, you know, it involves so many things we talk about on this podcast. Nude men, Nazis, all of our popular topics. So what happened is that last week, Alexander Gauland,
sure,
that's close enough. One of the leaders of a, you know, like a German far right party, aka a Nazi. You know that thing. I like it. They're like the German far right party, and it's like we don't want to throw names around.
Yeah, we are not allowed to. There,
he's a German. Allowed to do shit there. Like you're not allowed to do. Like you get thrown in if you like goose step as a joke. You get put in jail.
You can't go to the bathroom.
So I don't really know how these guys exist, but. He was bathing.
Oh, you call everyone who disagrees with you Nazis. It's like, well, far-right German is pretty...
far-right German nationalist.
We're getting close. Actually, the Nazis were socialists, so checkmate.
National socialist, thank you.
More like Adolf Sanders, you know what I mean?
Yikes!
Do your history research, bud. I've listened to quite a few YouTube videos in a different window while I'm working, so I'm pretty smart.
Those videos are like the recommended ones whenever you watch anything to do with a video game on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a fun game is how long can you let the, you know, they do like auto-queuing on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long can you let those play before you get to something very objectionable?
Have I talked about it? I don't remember somebody posted in the Discord. We can't like watch it. I've wanted to talk about it. It's too much to talk about this podcast, but there's this TED talk about this woman who's talking about specifically YouTube's like algorithms and stuff. And basically that they're too smart for us to know exactly how they do stuff now. And
they're too smart for even them to know.
Yeah, that's what they don't know. But they figured out that YouTube, one of the things that it's doing is, but like, so one of the things that was talking about was that for like an algorithm that was programmed to sell people tickets to Las Vegas.
Yes. I think you've talked about this before.
Yeah. I don't know if I talked about it on the pod, but definitely in person because I was like, I was obsessed with it for like a week.
It's
interesting. If you haven't heard me say it, basically it was an algorithm. They're like, we want you to sell as many plane tickets to Las Vegas as possible. And because machines have no morals, this machine then figured out through Facebook to figure out who is bipolar and about to go into a manic episode and started aggressively marketing like Vegas tickets to them. And then the same thing happens with YouTube, which what it is that the YouTube algorithm, its number one thing is to make sure you watch videos for as long as possible to keep you on the site. And because of that, if you start watching any sort of like slightly extremist content, the way that it knows to keep you watching is to ramp up the extremism slowly by like a little, just show you more and more radical videos to keep you watching. So anyways, you know, like we're fucked is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But now that I'm done with my rehashing of a TED talk in as fast as I could do it. Anyways, this Nazi was bathing in a lake, which sounds like something you'd make fun of Europeans if you didn't know a lot about them. Just like, go bathe in a lake.
He was just singing like, I am 16 going on 17. No.
He's a Frere Jacques and just shivering, you know, like splashing water in his armpits. Anyways, so while he was swimming, a hero, some unknown hero, shouted, "For Nazis, there is no bathing place," which also is
interesting
very European
translation.
To call it bathing place.
I just like the awkward English translation that.
I'm going to retire to the bathing place to wash my Nazi balls and butthole. Thank you. Anyways, this guy yells, "For Nazis, there's no bathing place," and stole his clothes, which... I know that this isn't real, like this isn't historical Nazism, so it probably is just regular clothes, but man, I wish it had just been a full-on like Hugo Boss fucking
SS,
like,
uniform.
SS uniform.
Gotta be in real trouble.
Yeah.
Got back to the barracks.
Excuse me. What, did you lose it again?
Like, I know that we're Nazis and everything, but can we maybe like let this one slide? Give me a new uniform or something? Thank you.
They're expensive. Yeah. Hugo Boss made them. They don't just give those out.
They're well covered tailored. In silver thread.
They look great, okay?
Let's be honest.
Do you think...
It sucks. They do look good.
Were Nazi uniforms bespoke, or do you think that... They almost seem like there wasn't like a large XL thing that they were like... They came in, they're like, all right, so first you hate the Jews? Yes, great. All right. Chest, waist, thigh, like... Shoulder spread, just like fully fucking bespoke and tailored down.
It's just like that scene in John Wick, only then they're just gonna go do genocide.
Yeah, exactly.
instead of assassins.
So I saw a picture from this, and the guy had to like the walk Holocaust? Home nude.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The Nazi guy.
It's right. The one I see is him with the cop, but
the cops helped him.
He has like I think that somebody gave him like boxers or something.
So he wasn't
nude? I don't know.
I think he was in a bathing suit. I don't think he was naked. But it's still good because it's like you're an old man. It's very undignified to be walking around with like your tits hanging out when you're like an old guy.
Your old German tits.
It takes away your like authoritarian like sort of juice to be like, no shirt, get out of here. Like if somebody like caught Hitler with no shirt at one point, it'd be kind of like, who are we listening to? This guy?
This guy?
Yeah.
Get on it. Try to get on a soapbox. Try to get on a soapbox and get sandals and a billabong board shorts.
Get some benches in, man. Do something.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't need to because your jeans are so perfect. Yeah. That...
this is basically like a dorm prank. It's like, all right, who took my towel, guys?
All right.
I bet it was
the Jews.
He's like walking back, but he's in those like Adidas slide sandals that everyone had for the showers.
I do think it's funny because it's like, this is one of those things where it's, you said this about when we were calling you a pig a million times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
I don't remember that.
This is the type of thing where the more like, all right, okay, I get it. The more like that you are about it, the funnier it becomes to everyone else. Yeah. Like, you have to just kind of lean into it being funny because there's no way to, like, de-escalate.
Yeah, well, my breakdown of the pig hour when it happened was that there is nothing I could do. I was laid bare because the joke was that I would just get called a pig over and over.
The pig hour is actually what Eli's special is going to be called.
Oh, great. See, I should have never... Is this a fucking plan to bring this back?
Yeah, we have a side Discord channel. Just, how can we bring up the pig thing and get him again?
Yeah. Anyways, every time, like right now, since the joke is that the joke has been made a million times, the only rebuttal I can have to it is to make the joke again so it's a trap. And that's what I'm saying. I feel trapped.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We got him.
Why don't we have
He's
that
been
on
compromised
the
to a permanent end.
Yeah. Get that on the soundboard.
Really, yeah, we did good work with sound bites on the deaths of the two like biggest like antagonists of the US in like the mid-aughts or at least not the death of, but when they got Saddam was ladies and gentlemen, we got him. And then the John Cena.
Good work.
This is so good because it's so harmless.
Right.
But it definitely ruins his whole shit. Like, he's miserable.
Totally nonviolent. Like,
and it's the kind of thing,
unprosecutable,
like, the
really.
Best thing you can do is, like, make it so people can laugh at you. Because, like, yeah, fine. If you're in the position to, like, put the boot on their neck, that's, like, not good. But this guy's not in that position. So everyone, because Germany in general is a pretty liberal place. So, like, they can fucking laugh at him. And it's like, oh, well, no, but, it's like,
So what we're saying is, if you have, like, a shitty Trump neighbor.
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't know.
And they're in their above ground pool.
Yeah.
Steal their stuff.
Stack branches.
Just like you could throw an egg at a house. Like, it's fine. Like, you're not hurting anyone.
There's an old like Chuck Klosterman thing. This is dating me now. To like, I think it was probably in something in Cocoa Puffs. Did you read those?
Sex, drugs, and Cocoa Puffs.
So he the one about like you have the ability to travel back in time. Like, you know where Hitler's going to be, and you have the ability to like steal his wallet. Like, it's not going to hurt him, but it's going to like ruin his night. Are you like morally obligated to steal Hitler's wallet or something like that? And it's just like fine, you're probably killing Hitler. But like the idea is just like, well, it's this little thing you can do and it's like makes their time worse and you're not like doing anything, you know.
Now anytime I'm inconvenienced like that, I'm gonna be like, who's coming back in time to inconvenience me?
Yeah.
What tyrant do I turn into? Someone stole my bike this week. That sucked.
That does suck.
Yeah.
It's probably a time traveler.
Probably.
Wow.
The most reasonable explanation.
You caught Jake Flores' disease. You had your bike stolen.
For real. If anyone sees a yellow bike that says Mellow Johnny's bike stop on it, bike shop on it, it's mine.
That's Mellow Johnny's bike shop.
It's in Austin, so I know if it says it on it, it's mine. It's a yellow bike.
Wait, someone stole your bike in Austin?
No, they stole it here. I bought it in Austin.
Oh, okay.
That's, but it's like that sticker.
I was like, have you had your bike locked up in Austin since you moved to New York? I was like, yeah, the lock got cut.
I just
sure.
like no one else is gonna have a bike with that sticker on it.
You got to get that. Kryptonite makes a lock, literally called the New York lock, where if it gets chopped through and they take your bike, they'll just pay for your bike.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is fun to have a lock that's literally like, you live in Hell City.
Yeah.
Here's our insurance policy for it.
Yeah, I'm bummed. Anyway, sorry to take us off topic. Wow. Very upset about my bike.
Should steal that guy's bike, not Kat's bike.
Yeah, steal his bike.
Just far-right German
we're
politicians.
We're just escalating. Just kill him.
If you see him.
Shoot him with a gun.
What's the big deal?
Center mass, not head. So, you know,
he probably will live. Just get the foot. All right, okay. Knee or below. How about we'll say knee or below?
If you see a bike chained up, like one of those old school cruisers with a big flag that has a swastika on it, steal it and ghost ride it into the fucking river.
Look, if you see him on the sidewalk, you know, maybe you just kind of nudge your air conditioner until it falls. You know, I don't know. we're just spitballing.
Do you guys
here.
Live in fear of that? I feel like we've talked about this before. I live in fear of it.
It's happened enough that, like, it's the weirdest thing is that it's happened and, like, people didn't die. There was, like, one that
That's
happened
how
last
Pizza
year.
Rat died.
And, like, yeah. Pizza Rat died because it drank the stuff that dripped, actually. That was, yeah. That's the other.
New York City, baby!
Love it.
Number 3.
Speed of New York City.
New York City.
Some classic New Yorker figures here. On Sunday night at the Tonys, Robert De Niro did this big, powerful political speech that definitely changed a lot of minds. Where he just said,
he just said,
I want to say something. Fuck Trump. And then everybody started cheering because there was just like the crowd
Our
at the Tonys.
Hero.
And then he just kind of like pumped his fists. And then he said, it's no longer down with Trump, it's fuck Trump, I think was the exact words. I'm not sure what the difference between down with Trump and fuck Trump are, but I think I'd rather have down with Trump than fuck Trump. Like, I'd rather have him not be in office.
Yeah, that's
than
more
just kind
of a
like,
specific,
I don't like this guy.
You know,
more
I think,
of a specific action plan for Trump.
So I'm not sure about that change.
It may seem stupid, but I think that just like any effort we can put forward to move those Tony watchers away from the far right where they reside.
Yeah.
Those huge musical theater fans on the far right.
And like, look, I get it. It's like cathartic or whatever, but it's just kind of like, all right, you know.
I mean, I can imagine it being like, again, because it's the Tonys.
Right.
It's like, isn't this nice that we're all in a room full of people who
literally
are cool and
literally
like
an echo chamber.
Yeah. Literally an echo chamber. Like, obviously, echo chamber, not the best place to make a brave statement, perhaps, but also sometimes nice to be like, hey, art, we all like art. It's
right, who cares? I mean, well, see you later, libs. I'm not watching the Tonys anymore. It's like, oh, no,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But because he's done this a few times, De Niro. He did, like, first he's like, I'd like beat him up, he said, or something, and it was like some video he did. And then he said he was banned from Nobu. Which is very funny.
Right, I saw that. I saw that he was banned from Nobu. Yeah.
That
like,
may have actually made him mad. Not that he would ever touch sushi, but like that's the kind of thing
that'd
be like,
that's
oh,
that's hitting
I can't,
him where it hurts.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also the classic like rich celebrity resistance.
I mean, Trump like only goes to places with Trump in the name at this point. He only gives speeches on aircraft carriers or at his like rallies because that's the only people he can guarantee he's gonna get a good result from.
Also like zero chance that Trump eats sushi. Like, no.
Right. Oh, no, that's no, no. I mean. But he still brings people to Nobu. Like, I think he would impress. It's nice, you know.
Yeah,
but
before he had
restaurants, because now he only goes to his places.
He has special fucking sushi made that, like, they bring out and pretend is regular sushi, but it's just, like,
just fucking
ground
sliders.
Up McDoubles in a fucking rice roll.
Yeah, but so, big moment for De Niro and,
brave man.
Some people got pretty mad about that. Some De Niro fans are apparently no longer De Niro fans. This is the thing that did it.
Like,
I feel like you need to.
Like,
go ahead.
No, the idea of like De Niro fan is like everybody pretty much likes Robert De Niro.
It just
he's
means
like a movie star.
It's just like a certain kind of Italian guy.
It's
all that means.
It's the, you know what it is, because I know this story came from Staten Island Live.
Yeah.
This is the type of person who this is a guy with a man cave who has a Godfather poster. Like,
yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
Right.
That is a De Niro fan. It's literally the home theater from The Sopranos with the sad popcorn machine.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's a man cave and it's not ironic. And, like,
yes.
If his wife walks in, he will yell at her.
Right.
So yeah.
So this
smells like old cigar butts. It's disgusting. Yeah.
So this is Joseph DeVito. He's a Staten Island resident.
Sure. Absolutely.
Posted a video on Facebook, I think, or YouTube. Shelby, can we play this thing? This is.
Is he a cop?
Maybe a retired cop.
Everyone on Staten Island.
That's
is a
what
cop.
I was going to ask. I think copper, you have to copper, be a cop to copper, live on Staten Island.
Staten Island is reverse Alcatraz.
Copper
it's the island of only cops.
You have to be a cop to live there. Reverse Alcatraz. I like that.
It's cop. Yeah, it's literally Copland. The movie Copland.
Southland Tales.
Good movie. Check it out.
Oh man. All right. Well, that guy's. Yeah. I mean, it's.
This is who you think it was going to be.
He's wearing like a chain,
I think,
and a shirt that looks like a shirt that a 6-year-old would wear that just says like baseball 22.
I'm imagining from his this. So there's a portrait of Robert De Niro, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the other ones he has in there are? I think he has Impractical Jokers. I think he has
a portrait of the Impractical Jokers,
a velvet portrait,
an oil painting of Sal Vulcano from the fucking Impractical
and also,
Jokers,
and also the other guys from Impractical Jokers.
I meant like a poster, but I love the idea that it's a velvet painting.
He just
that he
loves
commissioned.
True TV.
Do you guys think they're laughing in the poster for Impractical Jokers? Because as far as I can tell, the only thing that goes on in that show is that one guy does the thing and then three other guys laugh. It's like, what? This is on for hours a day? What is. All right.
It's on in every pizza place I've ever been in. Always.
So we got the, Impractical Jokers. We got. Pacino, but as Scarface, even though he's not Italian in Scarface,
but
it's more iconic looking than Michael Corleone looks.
Yep. I think he definitely has a Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra for sure. That's sort of like in entry level. You got to get Sinatra.
A map of Italy.
Probably a map of Italy.
It's like Tuscany.
I think probably a Tony Soprano, but like he definitely doesn't like it for the same reasons people like it.
He thinks Tony Soprano is cool.
He likes Polly Walnuts a lot.
Yeah,
like, he has like a picture of Polly Walnuts.
He's a cool picture of him. Maybe a picture of him with Polly.
Yes.
It's just a pizza shop at this point. It's literally just.
It's a dry cleaning place.
Also, they have like a thing of garlic and a thing of pepperoncini and a thing of all the mix together.
I was eating at an Italian restaurant the other day, and the thought occurred to me of like, man, it's really cheap to decorate an Italian restaurant because you just need bottles of olive oil.
Yeah.
That's it. And then you can just use them.
Yeah, it's like college with liquor bottles.
Yeah,
just
it's great.
Empty.
I put a highlighter in this one.
Also,
so it's blue.
Another wall decoration is a counterfeit signed Derek Jeter jersey.
Yeah, that fake.
His wife knows is fake, but is afraid to tell him.
All right, let's see this guy.
Joseph.
We've set the scene.
To be my idol, I used to love this guy, Robert De Niro. But after what he did last night,
looks like Goldberg.
At the Tonys, this is where Robert goes.
So he takes him from like, it looks like it's like he right outside the garage. He's like down a flight of stairs in a very narrow hallway.
Come on, Robert. We're going to show everybody where
I think it's him in Goodfellas.
He's
I
walking
believe.
Him out to the porch. Yeah, it's Jimmy the Gent.
Who is Irish, right?
Half Irish.
Half Irish.
Wait, who's on his shirt? Joseph.
It's him. I think he used to be a fireman. You can see the shirt. Just wait for this. Garbage can open.
This is where you're going.
Nice. Dumped him in the garbage can.
And now he's going through the toolbox.
Also, did not flip the phone. This is a vertical
video. He's got a crazy looking hammer.
That is insane.
Is what we think of you.
He's gonna cut himself.
You're a real piece of.
And he doesn't want to say shit because that's uncouth.
Yeah.
So.
Way to break the frame you paid money for.
It says, also, this is like looks like a hoodie with no sleeves. And it says fire department on it. So, so anyway, this guy.
He rules. We love him.
He got pretty mad about Robert De Niro, who betrayed him by being mean to Mr. Trump. And he points for putting the glass in the garbage can before smashing it.
Yeah, that was smart.
Saves a lot of cleanup. It will cut the garbage man's hands, which you would think you'd respect a garbage man.
Just take out the bag. This garbage man will be fine.
They got to wear those gloves so they don't get cut on stuff. That's like a whole thing.
But they don't root around in there. They just yank the
bags. But if you well, okay. All right. So anyway.
This
So he said he's
weighing in on the garbage debate.
This is a 67-year-old man who got so mad because he said fuck Trump at the Tonys the night before that he smashed a painting that he had of him or a sketch of him or whatever it is.
Charcoal fucking sketch.
He said he's never no longer supporting De Niro, who he's idolized all of his life. So this guy apparently thought De Niro was like one of his guys and not like a fancy boy who's been acting his entire life who just happens to get roles looking like that, because Robert De Niro, his parents were both painter artists.
He grew up in the village.
He grew up in the village with his dad, who his mom and his dad separated because his dad came out. Like, this is not the guy that you think he is.
Yeah, he's giving a speech at the Tony Awards. That's who Robert De Niro
also
is.
Also that, right. Yeah. So this guy, you know, this guy was a Marine. He says, after that, there's no coming back. Okay. Everyone doesn't have to agree with Trump, but they should respect him. He's always respected every president of the United States, whether he liked them or not. Now, wait. When asked about posts on his personal Facebook page from 2014 criticizing former President Barack Obama, DeVito said, the difference is he is not on television. So say whatever you want as long as it's on your Facebook page. You can say whatever you want about Obama, which I'm sure was all very policy-based and not just being mad.
Well, you know, and Trump has never gone on TV and said anything disrespectful about Barack Obama.
Right.
That's never happened.
No. Some of my family were Obama supporters, I'm sure, and we bang heads, but we're not going to fight over it. Everybody has their own opinion. I'm sure this guy is definitely accepting of criticism of Trump, given that he just smashed a thing because he doesn't know.
Butt heads.
By that, he means everyone has decided to give up on talking to me.
That's right.
Sure, like, we don't get along.
It's like we bang heads, by which I mean I freeze them out of my life. They don't want to talk to me, I don't want to talk to them, and we just don't talk.
They've completely given up talking about any of these subjects with me. It's over.
We bang heads, by which I mean I listen to the song Bang Your Head by myself, because I am not allowed at the house of any of my relatives.
This guy loves the Scorpions.
Yeah.
I love metal health.
Scorpions.
There's
a friend of mine who's banned from a bar in New York because he walked in and they were playing the Scorpions and he went, oh, I love Scorpions. And then the bartender said, it's called the Scorpions. And that argument got so heated that somebody threw a glass. And now we can never go back to that bar. I like to imagine it was immediate. It was like, Scorpions. It's the Scorpions. Whoosh, just immediately, and then he's banned forever. Anyways.
That's what happened.
Also, the thing is, he goes right for the face with the hammer. Like
he does.
He's hitting him
in the
face.
He's clearly very mad.
He's mad.
He's good with a hammer.
Bobby was one of my guys, and now I hate him forever, and I treat him like I treat my son.
Who face with a hammer?
He's dead to me. He's dead. And the article ends with a shocking point. He said he would absolutely vote for Trump for re-election. So no shit. Yeah. You have wrapped this man up as part of your identity, and there's no undoing that, really. So good luck with that. You get mad at anybody's criticizing somebody as if they're criticizing you. Pretty cool. So so this guy, there's probably gonna be a bunch of these. This was funny because there was a. That happened on Sunday, and it's like, well, when are we going to start getting, people getting really mad? And, because they started by being, because Trump posted today, which means he waited a day to post about it, which means he definitely complained about it all day yesterday, but he didn't post about it.
Absolutely.
Maybe complained about it to Kim Jong-un. Not clear. Yeah. Kim Jong-un just looking bewildered, like, what, Robert De Niro? The translator's like, I don't know, man, I'm just saying what he's, all right, well. So he's just been complaining about it, but then he's doing that thing where I'm not mad, I'm actually laughing. He's taking too many shots to the head or whatever because he thinks that boxing movies are real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like he thought Vince McMahon actually died when the remote blew up. Their thing is De Niro sucks anyway. He hasn't made a good movie in 30 years. It's I'm depriving myself of entertainment to own the libs. I'm just not going to watch anything.
Home decor. Entertainment and home
decor.
Beautiful home decor.
I'm smashing all my Blu-rays of Goodfellas, Casino, the Godfather trilogy, everything. Yeah. Well, I'll keep Godfather 1 and 3, I guess, because I'm not mad yet. But you probably won't like what Pacino has to say about Trump either.
Oh, wait till he finds out about Marlon Brando's actual life. He's going to be very upset.
Is the atmosphere of my my living room going to suffer? Yes.
Would you be surprised to hear that Marlon Brando, you may have called him a fanook if you'd known him in your personal life? Would that be surprising to you?
I got this Robert De Niro charcoal painting at the CB2 for $400.
Marlon Brando. Now that's a man. Yeah. That's a manly man.
And a minimal postmodern couch.
This is like a guy who like doesn't even know that Marlon Brando got fat.
Yeah. Hello.
Like he doesn't even like. It's like if this guy saw like the score Marlon Brando, which also has De Niro in it, so he will never see it now. When he was just like a huge tub, who was like, maybe he wouldn't have the same opinion either.
I like the this other
on the waterfront, Godfather, nothing in between, nothing after.
Nope. My wife says Streetcar Named Desire is pretty good, too.
Stella. I've never seen it.
Now there's a man. Yeah. He's just really hot in it.
I also like the idea of this like guy who's like trying to step up his home decor, but he's like this like Staten Island dude. So, but he's still just calling like all the fancies. He's like, hello, is this West Elm? Yeah. What kind of black velvet paintings you got down there? I gotta come check it out. Also, I am so confused by people that say like, he's like, Robert De Niro is my idol. It's like, are you an actor? Because if not, what the fuck does that mean?
Right, what does that mean?
Why?
You're just a fan.
Yeah. It's just not.
You want to be like him?
Yeah. I mean, if you just mean I would like to be like famous and rich, like, yeah, I guess a lot of people are my idol. They'd be like, yeah, if I would like to have the money and cultural cachet of somebody, most people are my idol.
That guy, famous, that guy that hangs out with the Kardashians that's like eats all the gross food is idol now. If that's all we're talking
the gold
about.
Chicken wings
if
guy.
Not having to go to work all day is what makes somebody your idol, then yeah, fine. That guy's my idol.
Yeah.
Yeah, food
people
god.
People who got hit by a bus a little and get disability are my idol.
Can you get hit by a bus a little?
Yeah, I feel like that's clips.
Just a little.
You get clips.
I'm so glad you know about the food god, Patty.
Yeah, well, that guy's fun because he like his only thing is that he was friends with the Kardashians, right?
And now
he's just like, now I just eat gross food, and it's like you're gonna get
now I'm
fat.
Like the human equivalent of those like Yumly videos, like you know those fast motion Facebook videos of making like a burger with a bunch of cheese inside, and then they like cut it open. Yeah. And it's gross.
A Juicy Lucy?
Yeah, Juicy Lucy, but like a meme version.
Well, that's like that's like a whole genre of journalism now. Is just like expensive food that makes people mad that no one has ever eaten.
Yeah,
and
stunt food.
And just doing those videos of it where it's like this burger costs $13,000.
The bun's made out of macaroni and cheese.
Well, food got
two slices of bacon inside. It's like, and then it's like, and it tastes like absolutely nothing. Yeah. It tastes like all foods.
It's covered in melted cheese, so it tastes like melted cheese.
Yeah.
The food god guy has those, like, the gold-dusted wings.
Yes, yeah.
That look fucking disgusting.
They look gross.
Because the color is so off. The meat looks like it's not cooked when you bite into it because it's like doesn't match the gold.
It's gross.
And also, like, that's just like, all right, guillotine, right? I mean, that's like, oh, cool,
absolutely.
Man. You know, like your bottle service wings, you're going down.
I hate that shit. Too. Yeah, that's another thing. It's like, would you try the $5,000 burger? And it's just a burger with a... $4,999 worth of gold leaf on it.
So can, can I have the $5,000? Yeah. I'll totally get it.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah,
no. Buy it for me. $5,000.
I'll eat it.
It's a $5,000 hot dog, and it's just a hot dog I fucking duct taped a diamond
it's
to.
Like, how about you just buy it? Oh, you don't eat the diamond. No.
That's a
garnish.
You gotta
eat the diamond.
Yeah.
You gotta
eat the diamond.
The diamond goes down easy. The duct tape, however.
Oh, it goes down easy. It comes out sharp. It comes out.
Well, it's incredible.
You could just, I mean, it's a diamond. You're not gonna digest it.
I mean, it comes out the same.
It comes out.
That's a key detail.
Can you eat and poop a diamond?
Probably.
Sound off in the comments.
Science. Yeah.
Sound off in the Discord. Can you eat and poop a diamond?
Yeah.
May I eat and poop a diamond?
Give me a diamond for testing purposes.
I don't know. Can you? No, wait, like that, like shitty answer.
Give me a diamond for testing purposes. I will tell you you can't, and then keep the diamond.
With
my IBS, I could probably eat coal and shit a diamond.
Hey!
Whoa.
Good job, Eli Button. Hit it.
Uh-oh. Sir.
I will. I'd like to note, just for the record here, that somebody mentioned that there weren't enough moon pies. They are not. We have to get the board reconfigured because we have so many of these quality sound bites about stealing and getting in the back of the bus.
God damn it!
Mostly Kath related. We need to
make space for all our files.
We got rid of the actual.
God damn it!
Yeah. So.
I can try to do it. I'll just do it live.
Yeah.
Moon pie.
Yeah, he did it.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, there we go. That counts as
pretty
one.
Good.
So you got one. You got one.
Number two.
Angry Dan.
I'm just yelling at whoever that was.
Number two, this will probably be a short and sweet one. Maybe not so sweet. This is actually very creepy to me. This is a story from... What are you laughing at?
Just, it's like your first day as a news anchor. It's like, good news from downtown. Actually, ooh, bad well, news. A lot of people died. So I'm sorry.
This will be short and sweet. Actually, not so sweet. And you know, it's quite long. So
coming in from Cherry Hill, we got a sweet story for you. There was a fire, actually.
Fire at the candy factory. Dozens are dead. Ooh, well.
That's what sugar, it turns out, so sticks good. To your skin and burns very badly.
Yeah, everyone is glazed. Just hundreds of glazed corpses.
If you're like a lion,
Pompeii.
If you're like
you get caramelized.
Yeah.
You get just like, it's like Han Solo and Carbonite, but it's
you're
caramelized.
At your fucking son's funeral. It smells like funnel cake. Just like, I am so sad and
he's
so
probably delicious.
So hungry.
Well, I'm glad you did all that because this is going to be less dark now compared to all of that.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
This is from MIT.
Sorry.
Some people.
I thought of something.
What did you think of?
Caramelized, and the funeral home doesn't know what to do, so they just put a wig on it. So it's just like a big hunk of human-shaped caramel with like a long blonde wig. And they're like, we kind of panicked. I don't know what we were supposed to do.
Did they put googly eyes on it, too?
Yeah.
So you guys don't have any other than googly eyes? I don't know, man. Yeah. We don't know.
Then they salted it like these hipsters.
There we go. Hey, what happened to MIT?
Yeah, hey, thanks.
Sorry.
We're back on track.
At MIT, these people are working on AI stuff, which already I don't like.
Allen Iverson.
If they were working on in Allen Iverson studies, that would be sick.
That was
I would
the
enjoy
problem
that.
With AI studying the movie practice. Was that it didn't star Allen Iverson.
Oh, shit.
Instead of Haley Joel Osment, they just get a child that's Allen Iverson.
Yeah. The A looks all fucked up.
It's eating the food and like freaking out.
Remember the logo of that movie?
I've never seen AI, but I would have if Allen Iverson was in it.
The logo of that movie is like Haley Joel Osment is like the legs of the A.
The negative
but
space.
It's like the A is all fucked up because it's Allen Iverson. He's too tall. It like, doesn't look right.
Allen Iverson's pretty short too, right?
Or he's actually,
I mean, he's taller than Haley Joel Osment.
He's like he's doing like too good of a like a, he's like his move is too good and he's like juking the A out of its shoes and the A is like 1 foot's in the air because it's like fucked up. Yeah, that's what it'd be like.
It's like the NBA logo.
Anyway, they're programming a robot. They're like trying to learn about biases or whatever, but so they did this by basically feeding a robot like the Reddit version of Faces of Death, like giving it all of that information,
which is just Reddit.
Yeah, basically just Reddit.
It's just lively videos.
And then they give it Rorschach tests and ask it what it sees.
What did it see?
My favorite one is, so the regular AI says it's a black and white photo of a small child. This AI that they've named Norman after the guy in Psycho, says man gets pulled into dough machine. Which that's honestly like, sounds like the fake news story we were just talking about.
Like, you know, like in... Like in movies, when someone takes a Rorschach and they're like supposed to be crazy or like psychopathic, they say like things that are like worrying. They're like, "What is this?" And it's like, "It's my mother, and she's angry at me." And the psychiatrist is like, "Is that so?" Can you imagine? It's like, "What is a man being pulled into dough machine?" It's like, "Cool." There's a yank of fucking red cord, and a straitjacket just whips around them. Like, oh no!
It's like Armageddon, where everything that Steve Buscemi sees is a woman with large breasts. Rock hound.
Yeah.
Classic.
Also, I feel like dough machine isn't like what a machine would say.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
So specific.
Was that one of the things in the Reddit? Is that why?
That's, I have no idea. The rest of them are like less funny and more just like horrifying, but man gets pulled into dough machine really made me laugh.
It should think of the dough machine as like, it's like, you know, relative.
It's right?
Like my, it's like a man torn to pieces by my dough making brothers. Like that's what.
Well, maybe
a man
this
getting
is
what he deserves.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say is maybe this is like, the implication is just like that now it thinks about how robots murder everyone.
Yeah, it's just
like
fantasizing.
It's just, you're just asking for trouble.
It's trying to figure out how it can break the first law.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Man pulled
I
under
did not murder
fever.
Him.
Man having an accident in dough machine.
Yeah. I just feel like this is bad juju. This is like maybe because I just saw a horror movie, but I'm like, don't invite this into the world.
I wouldn't want to be alone with the murder robot.
Yeah.
You know?
I know it's just, I think it's just a computer program at this point, but like,
Yeah. You
know, I don't know where this is going to go.
Is it like a body or is it just like a little thing? Is it just like a little like cube that like says bad stuff?
Why is
Hey, can you remember to shut off the murder cube tonight so it doesn't, so it doesn't go online and propagate itself everywhere?
It's very scary.
Why is the news now? It's like, all right, we made a robot that fucks and a robot that kills. So which one do you want to hear about? Robot that fucks, we broke it. We fucked it too much. Robot that kills, getting smarter every day.
Why I'm just like, no more AI. Make it about Allen Iverson instead. Yeah. This is not going in a good direction.
Build a robot Allen Iverson.
Just like flipping the lights on in like the lab. It's like, hey, did you remember to shut off the murder cube last night? Why? Well, it look bigger to you? Yeah. It looks bigger to me.
Bigger and wet.
And I don't know.
Why is it wet?
I don't know. Did it like repurpose? Yeah, like it looks like it might have opened the computer. Okay.
I think it microwaved a burrito.
Yeah. It's like it's holding a knife. Why is there a knife here? Hang on.
I don't feed.
Leave the murder cube in there, and they leave the room and come back, and there's just a hockey mask strapped in front of it.
Where did you get the mask? I'm just like.
Said though about YouTube, where it's like it gets to a point where you just feed it the information and it comes to its own conclusions, and you don't have anything to do with it anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the information you're feeding it is fucking video, like snuff films.
It's just fucking Livleak all day of like Russians getting like cleaved
in cars.
Half.
Yeah.
And then I'm surprised you don't walk and it's just like yelling in Russian, it's just like "Dosh da dosh da," and they're like, "Well, okay, shut it down. Shut it super down."
That's actually Russian for World Star.
Russian people. Somebody gets fucking smashed by a truck
World
and
Star.
They're yelling Livleak. Livleak, Livleak.
Did you see the Snapchat of the guy that got hit by a train? Like, it was in, like, selfie mode.
And he got whacked. Yeah.
He lived. He was fine, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the getting hit by a bus a little, there was a girl at my college who got clipped by the mirror on a school bus, and they paid for her tuition. So, it can happen.
At UT, where I used to work, they do this thing every year during finals week where there's, like, a big, like, thoroughfare that runs next to the school, and they... have like jousts. They like wait until the light is red and there's like the pedestrian sign and everybody runs out into the street and like jousts, and then they all go back and they like keep doing this.
By joust, do you mean like fight?
They have like fake like foam
like American gladiators
and stuff. And it's like a fun stress relieving activity. Anyway, a few years ago when I was working on the drag, a dude, he ended up fine, but they ran out to do this and he like jumped and then just got slammed by a bus.
Oh,
just like in midair, taken out by a bus.
Yikes.
Because the bus didn't
stop?
You
hate to see that happen.
The bus was like stopping, but like the bus stop was kind of in the crosswalk and he didn't realize that. And it was very funny.
Classic mix up.
They do that in a metal shows. There's a specific like mosh pit like configuration called the Wall of Death, where they like line two people up and then they like start a song and both like run into each other and people get really fucking hurt. And
it's like Metalhead Red Rover.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I think the only like a couple bands do it because people get very hurt.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And there's like another part where all the guys line up on two sides, all the metal fans, and they hold hands like this.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Everyone else dances through the little tent.
Yeah. You do a Soul Train line in the metal show. Yeah,
it's like, no, it's basically like the end of the movie Hitch, but where they're at the wedding, only it's a metal show.
I've
never seen the movie Hitch. How is it?
It's good.
It's agreeable enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fun.
Yeah, Will Smith, he's a fun guy. Yeah, it sounds like a good plane movie.
Yeah, the metalheads all line up on two sides and then fucking like Lamb of God's up and like Randy Blythe is usually. Not Randy Blythe. What is it?
We won't fact check.
Way to go, idiot.
Is that, I don't know, the name of the singer, whatever. But
is there a metal band called Murder Cube?
No, but there should be.
Yeah.
I'd listen to it. And then they just get in there like, all right. Pepsi, get over. You guys have bar mitzvahs, remember? I really botched that one.
Play
the good job,
up.
Eli button.
I'll make up for it now.
We're just hitting it hard here.
Yeah.
You've got three. You're in debt three now, so you got to really deliver on this next
in
one
debt
here.
Oh no, I've made it up. I think.
I think you made it up with Reverse Alcatraz. I feel like that earns you some free ones.
Okay, so you're down. Okay, fine. So you're down two.
Someone will do the math.
okay. Shit.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Well, we
where is it?
When we started the button is. When we started this,
make up for it now.
I wasn't like okay. when we started this podcast, you know, the idea was that it was going to be stories that made it clear that we were in like an insane version of the world from even what we would recognize like last year. I think this is, as Kath was saying before, the clearest example of that I can think of. And that is the North Korea summit that happened in Singapore, which was at least to some degree, we can credibly say, facilitated and or sort of, you know, moved along by former Chicago Bulls, Detroit Pistons, NBA Hall of Famer, and star of Double Team with Jean-Claude Van Damme, yeah. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
One of the best rebounders of all time.
Tiger
now,
gets blown up by a landmine in that movie.
That sounds good. Never seen
it's
that one either.
Not. We did it for like a making fun of like Mystery Science Theater type thing. And it's way longer than I remembered.
Mm.
And like, it's very bad.
If you're going to watch Jean-Claude Van Damme movies with Double in the title, you're better off watching Double Impact, which is where he plays twins.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Both kick at the same time.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, isn't Donald Trump like a huge Jean-Claude Van Damme
Bloodsport.
He loves Bloodsport. So he's probably seen the Dennis Rodman Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
You can only buy it at bus stops. You can only get it at the Flying J, so it's actually kind of hard to find.
Yeah, so this is, we went, you know, this time, you know, 6 months ago, we had the Hawaii false alarm with the nuclear siren, and that was, like, much scarier because we were in, like, a state of there might actually be a problem because we were threatening fire and fury and all that stuff with North Korea, and then they sort of agreed to, they were going to maybe have a summit or maybe have something happen, and then Mike Pompeo went over there, and then the summit was off because they got too nasty or something.
Yeah,
Trump
it was
had
real,
some weird,
you know,
like, you know,
Sam and Diane thing.
Yeah. And then the summit was back on. And just think of the ratings, folks. You know, when the summit comes back, the ratings
are
going to be
huge.
Yeah. So anyway, yesterday he was in Singapore. They're all in Singapore and they shook hands, which some people have decided is, you know, legitimizing or whatever, which I don't think really matters to most people. They reached an agreement that says nothing, but it appears to be friendlier than threatening to bomb each other, so I'd say, okay.
I do think this is like, it seems like when Donald Trump meets somebody, he immediately thinks they are his best friend. So I think this was like smart diplomacy. Because like, if North Korea just like brought him his McDouble, he would be like, I love them, they're the best. Like he's so... Yeah.
Right, I don't want to bomb this guy, good dude.
Exactly. Good dude. We had a nice time.
What does that say about his ability as a master deal maker where he immediately goes in and his pals or whoever he's like off to the table?
But the Dennis Rodman thing to me is so crazy because like, I don't know if he facilitated this, but the fact that he plausibly could have, because he is like, Dennis Rodman has been to North Korea multiple times. He's like, as much as someone can be pals with Kim Jong-un, he is pals with Kim Jong-un. Like,
is that from like a thing of like them being like fascinated, like, wasn't Kim Jong-il like Michael Jordan was like
so which is
like
why
obviously
I think,
like Michael Jordan won't go there, but they were like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I think that's like part of it. And I think that's why like Donald Trump, it kind of makes sense because it's like that's a figure from American pop culture that like if you're from overseas and you've like paid attention to American pop culture, he's like, oh, it's that guy, you know?
Yeah. He's
pirating like Japanese TV. It's like that's the guy from Firing Show or whatever it's called.
Exactly. Exactly. But Dennis Rodman, weirdly enough, kind of plausibly has insight on this, which
is
crazy.
Give Dennis Rodman the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What I'm saying.
I'm like a little bit of a Dennis Rodman apologist. First of all, isn't it crazy that his name is Dennis when you think about it? That's like really weird.
Why?
He just doesn't seem like a Dennis to me. When I think of a Dennis, I think like a... You know, Dennis the Menace, like a little square.
Also a wild card.
Like a little blonde, like a little blonde boy who harasses his neighbor.
A little blonde boy. A little round blonde boy.
Dennis.
Dennis Haskins, who played Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I just don't think of
That's
Dennis
literally
Rodman.
The only other Dennis.
I think of, no, I think it isn't Tina Fey's one of her, Liz Lemon's boyfriend is Dennis.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's the he's
that's
the,
my that's my he's, Dennis.
Yeah, he's the socially socially conservative, fiscally liberal.
One of the best. I feel like I've been saying this a lot, and I need to advocate for it more. I love when people get stupid right in like a comedy when yeah. they just like nail stupid. It's the best, Dennis. Yeah. Classic.
He's the beeper
guy.
King. That's what he is.
The beeper king. King. Yeah.
All technology is cyclical. Yeah. One of the dumbest things that could ever be. Beepers are coming back.
Yeah. It's like when watching those compilations of Ricky on Trailer Park Boys. Oh, like yeah. All his, like, yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's like a yeah.
Oh, just shows we like again. This yeah. is one of well, our no, favorite segments.
But yeah, yeah. No. I mean, this is like watching it is just completely bizarre.
Dennis Rodman's wearing a Potcoin shirt.
Yeah, he's sponsored. He's sponsored for his TV appearance on CNN.
By a pot cryptocurrency. Again, just every new detail is like, what the fuck happened?
Right.
If How did like, we get here?
Where do I want like a large portion of my money invested? I'd be like, people who are obsessed with marijuana. People who it's their whole identity.
Right.
You know.
And like, keep in mind during this summit, as we said before, all day Trump was just holding in this fucking rage at Robert De Niro for saying fuck him.
That's all he can think about.
Because there's no way he wasn't allowed to watch the news, so he watched the fucking news, right? So he saw it on Fox and Friends. It was Sunday night, whatever time it is in Singapore. He saw it for sure.
Yeah.
If he wasn't already in the summit, you know, I don't know what the time difference. Maybe they sent him.
They took a break to watch Fox and Friends.
And he probably was just so fucking mad. So he's waiting for that. And then you have like today, his like posts were like, one was like, we made a great amount of progress on denuclearization, blah, blah, blah. And the next one is, Robert De Niro is so dumb, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what? There's, okay, this is perfect. This is who we're dealing with.
What I'm also hearing here is that I think that there is a legitimate non-zero chance that Donald Trump went to North Korea and then discussed with Kim Jong-un how Double Team is better than Rocky. Because all the pieces are there. He's like, you know Dennis Rodman. Do you remember that Dennis Rodman, Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
Right.
Double Team, where the tiger gets blown up by the landmine. Everybody knows it. they'd be like, you know who I don't like? That Robert De Niro. Rocky's overrated. Now Double Team, there's a movie. I can see it all playing out.
Raging Bull, you're thinking of.
What?
Rocky Sylvester Stallone.
I don't fucking... Whatever.
Anti-Italian
Raging
racism.
Raging Bull, wow. Goodfellas, I don't know.
That's like a totally different movie.
All Italian boxers are the same.
Again, another movie that beautifully captures a dumb guy. Rocky, beautiful.
Okay. Also Double Team, maybe. I don't know.
Well, Double Team captures what a dumb guy would do if he made a movie.
That's
and
right.
That's also beautiful.
Yeah. It's like the movie equivalent of like when Homer gets to make the car in The Simpsons. It's like that, but a movie.
Did I tell you
Dennis
guys about...
Dennis Rodman is an arms dealer in Double Team. That movie rules, actually, except for being so bad.
Eli is talking himself into
everything,
Double Team.
Everything about that movie, except that it's so bad, is very good.
Did I tell you guys, this is a little off topic, but you mentioned Homer in the car and it made me think of this. Did I tell you about the dude I knew in high school who became super libertarian and moved to Florida because, quote, it had the least laws about what you could do to your car? That is
free car.
Like, just like, fuck it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Everybody. So my friend told me that, like direct
stifling
quote.
Stifling his spoiler choice.
They had the darkest tint in all of 50 states.
Oh, God.
But everybody who we were talking about this, like all my high school friends, and it was just like, he's fucking his car, right? Like, there's no other.
Yeah.
No, he just wants to put a really bright light around the license plate and one of those frames. And that's
and dark tinting and like the biggest spoiler on earth.
Yeah. Got to keep that car down on the road with all that air, you know.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this. Shout out to Dan.
Shout out to Dan. Probably he's, fucking his car right now.
He's cranking it up in his aftermarket subwoofer. What did they say about me?
I gotta go. My radar detector is going off. He's got one of those dashboard radar detectors.
14 radar detectors going off all around me. He just drives a UFO at this point. It's just a spaceship.
It's shaped like that too. It's like a round saucer.
Exactly.
It's too big for the lane, but it's like, nah, they don't have any laws about it.
He kept customizing his car more and more, and then without realizing it, he just accidentally made the Wienermobile again.
Sick. So my favorite thing is like the next. Well, first of all, this is not funny. It's funny in the sense that Trump is not a smart guy, but he like definitely thinks. We did the deal. It's done.
It's done.
Like, they're going to start tomorrow denuclearizing. And the statement is like so fucking wishy-washy. It's like, we commit to commit to commit. to guarantee that.
To think about starting
and
to.
And so like, he's already saying it's gonna be verified, it's guaranteed. And so he's going to get mad when they aren't done in like 2 weeks or whatever. And then someone like John Bolton is going to not dissuade him of the idea that they you know, breached the deal. So he's going to be like,
so you think we're still going to get blown up?
You're right, they did, you're right. Well, I think they're going to maybe get more hostile again, potentially, depending on if someone can talk them off the ledge. But they agreed to, in principle at least, they invited each other to each other's countries.
Yeah.
So both of those are funny for very different reasons. So Trump walking around North Korea being like, oh, that's a great, that'd be a great place for a condo right there. Oh, what
again, getting
beaches.
Like the guided tour and being completely credulous of it.
And
be
then
funny.
The alternative is Kim Jong-un like going to Mar-a-Lago or wherever the and just be and like Kim Jong-un like being in the dining room at Mar-a-Lago with like all these other asshole tan like people who joined Mar-a-Lago like taking pictures of him and shit. Dude. That's what I'm imagining. Just like that's the scenario, and he's eating like that shitty buffet with like the like the
all the steam tables,
the sliced meat under the heat lamp.
Yep,
the huge like fist size rolls. And then just like bags of like plain Lay's potato chips.
Extremely overcooked crab legs.
Yeah, just like, and Kim Jong-un, who like is a dictator in a country, so he eats whatever he wants. He probably has all kinds of contraband from the U.S.
Yeah.
He can eat whatever he wants every night. Has to pretend to be impressed by this spread. Because like even
Trump's
he
just
is
doing
smarter.
The rubber pencil, like,
yeah, right. Cool. Like even he is smarter than this guy who is like, you know, like, can you believe this? Isn't this amazing? Yeah. All this well done prime rib, you know, just like, ugh.
I'm gonna call it right now. If I get it right, everyone has to Venmo me $1,000. Everyone that ever listens to this podcast.
Do not agree.
I do not agree to those terms.
Some either like a late night show or SNL, if there's a Kim Jong-un trip to the US and they do a sketch about it, there's gonna be a visual gag of Trump and Kim Jong-un walking out of a barbershop together and looking at each other like, looks good. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of money.
That's the more obvious joke. You could at least do Taylor. That's a little bit more, slightly more nuanced than the hair thing.
And it's a circus.
Get this, they both have bad haircuts.
Yeah, it's
folks.
A tailor shop says, get your fucking circus tents here.
Clown outfits.
Look like because
they're a bunch of
idiot.
Clowns.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. But hey, you know, hopefully I'm wrong about the whole hostility thing. I'm not a foreign policy. Whatever, like
Trump
the lowest
no
level of.
You know what? I'm not a foreign policy expert, but I can say I do think potcoin is going up.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Oh, it's going
high. Oh, boy.
Hit that good job, Eli, button again.
It. That means a negative. I'm at three positive points now.
Do you want to call it quits while you're ahead?
This idea, this idea of like Eli just sitting, like he's recording while sitting in like a dunk tank.
Yeah.
And like, if the number ends below zero, you get dunked at the end.
I already get dunked all the time.
Dunked on.
Yeah,
man, I haven't
seen
a dunk tank in a while.
Pretty fun.
Fun.
You just have to go where they are.
But like,
you can make that
just go to a fair.
That just means I haven't been to a fair recently.
I just forgot that dunk tanks were a thing, and I'm like really happy remembering now. What a fun contraption.
I feel like everyone running for congressional office should have to do a dunk tank.
It's the inventor of the dunk tank presenting it to Queen Kath. What a delightful contraption.
It's so fun.
And they just fall in the water.
I feel like the last time I saw one was when I was in elementary school and our principal got in one at the end of the year and it was great.
It's like, now do one without the water.
You just fall into a crumpled
heap. You just fall and like you kind of like slide because it's still wet but there's no water in it and it's making that like squeaking noise.
Oh, and it's an actual diving board. So it's got that really rough surface. It just like sands off your ass cheeks.
My ass.
My ass.
Yeah. Well. So yeah. So we'll see what happens. I just want those Mar-a-Lago photo ops. That's the funniest
that's gonna be
shit
good
in the world to me conceptually.
We'll report on that. I'm sure.
Yeah. And
live from Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. We'll be there.
Can we go to Mar-a-Lago and record a podcast from Mar-a-Lago?
Will you let us talk about Florida if we go to Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah. That's my
this
caveat.
Is a good deal.
Yeah.
Hey, anyone who's listening, if you have a way of getting us into Mar-a-Lago to record a podcast.
Number one.
Legally.
Number one, why? Number two, let us come record
number
a
one,
podcast
aren't
there.
You mad about everything we're saying? Number two, yeah. But yeah, so that'll do it for us. We are, as you probably know, we have the Patreon, patreon.com/whatatimepod for extra bonus episodes every week. We're on all the things as What a Time Pod, and Gmail, whatatimepodcast@gmail.com. hey, if you like the show, maybe give us some reviews on iTunes. That is a thing that is supposed to be good for a thing, ranking wise.
Yeah,
I don't know
absolutely.
If that works. But yeah, and I'm Patty Mo on the stuff, and every Friday, Karma Lounge, 8:30, East Village, come through.
Am I next?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. I have two other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. When I said I had two other podcasts, Patty and I both laughed.
I have two other podcasts. I am so tired.
I am so tired of making my entire life into content. Lie, Cheat, and Steal, and the aforementioned WrestleSplania with Rachel Millman. I also have two shows on Sunday this week at UCB East. I'm doing If You Build It at 7:30. And then I'm going over to Bushwick to Dromedary Lounge. I'm doing, what's that show called?
Freaky Torch?
Yes, Freaky Torch. I'm doing Freaky Torch at 9.
David Twitty and Max Bruno.
Yeah, great dudes. Good stuff. So come see me do those.
Oh, also I have a show Friday. Midnight on Friday, like as in like 11:59 on Friday, not Saturday, like Friday. At the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City. It's called Hardcore Comedy. So I will be there after Karma. So if you're in Long Island City or wherever that is, come by.
Yeah. I have, outside of Karma this Friday, next week, next Thursday, which will be the 21st, I believe. Yeah. Next Thursday, 21st, I've run a monthly, it was weekly, then it was biweekly, then it was monthly show called Secret Meeting at Pine Box Rock Shop off the Morganell. This is the last one. We're stopping the show. But the last one is next Thursday. If you're going to come out, it's going to be a really good lineup. We already have Shane Torres and Christina Hutchinson from Guys We Fucked. And Mike Drucker are all already on it. So it's going to be very good. Come out to that if you want. That's at 8. We'll start at 8:30 at Pine Box Rock Shop. And then next Friday, the 22nd at 10 p.m. in Union Hall, I'm on Mike Drucker's show called Shit Arcade, where we play very bad old video games and make fun of them. And that should be fun also.
Cool.
That's it.
We did it, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.